Well, it's time now for our tipping point feature and tipping point about understanding how some of our country's most successful leaders in various spheres became who they are today. Speaking to Portia Dawusigati, who's CEO of the Property Sector Charter Council, and she takes us through her journey.
It's been quite an exciting journey for me. To give you an idea, I'm actually in the property industry, quite an exciting sector to be in. Keep on saying texture to the people that I work with. I love it enough that probably if they said, we won't pay you tomorrow, I'll still probably rock up and still work in the office. A sector that's very new to many of us, particularly black participants that have recently come to participate. And of course, the figures that we're talking about in terms of their participation are quite a reflection of our history in terms of where we come from and the few of the black people that are participating and even fewer women that you see in the industry. So quite an interesting sector, and I really bumped into it, which is normally the case for a lot of black people. They don't get into the property by design. The result of that is that we do try and promote it so that a lot of us, a lot of the youngsters that that are coming through after us, that they get to learn and they choose the profession by design, and they get into it by design rather than just by default or by tripping into it and then they fall into it, you know. And I think there is also a difference, and I think also the difference between property and construction. So some people are in the construction industry, some people are in the property industry, and the difference is that the process of actually putting a building together, everything that happens during this stage, that's what is construction.
Yeah.
Everything else that happens when the building is already up, that's what it's property. Mm-hmm. So things like asset management, broking, facility management, buying, selling. So that would be the property side of it. So the other side of it, which is really the construction, is anything to do with the engineers, the quantity surveyors, the construction management, the valuers, the QSs, quantity surveyors. So that would be part of a construction. So construction, there's a little bit more familiarity with some of them, especially the engineering.
Yes.
There's a lot of disciplines in terms of engineering. One of the, obviously, professions that we need in the country, we don't have enough of. We're still actually sourcing a lot of professions from outside the country. We get Cubans that come in to actually work in the country. So we still need a lot of, but we do at least have quite a bit of awareness. From the property side is where we still kind of still need to do a lot of work and familiarize more people in terms of what the property industry is all about, what is the profession, how do you follow that profession, and how do you become a qualified property practitioner.
Take us through some of the programs that you have to get our people excited about property and more aware about the property sector.
Yeah, there's quite a number of them, but I think the one that is really touches onto the initial parts of this journey is really the Career Week. We do the Career Week on an annual basis, and we do it throughout the provinces. We've done it much longer in Gauteng. I think this would be our sixth year. So really, the idea is really to promote property and construction as a career of option to our learners, and we really target the grade 10s and 11s, and then so that they understand what are the kind of careers there are, what are kind of professions, how do they get through it, what are the criteria to get into varsity to even do property and construction as a study. So those are amongst others.
That's Portia Dawusigati, CEO of the Property Sector Charter Council. We're back tomorrow. Bye-bye.